It's time for another podcast of Rainbow Gastronomy with our special foodie correspondent at Left of Straight Podcasts, Chef Lynn Wheeler. Whether he's taking us to a local food and wine festival, sharing tips and recipes, or interviewing his foodie friends, Chef Lynn always has something up his chef coat. So sit back, have a drink, and let's get cooking.
Hey guys, welcome back to Rainbow Gastronomy on Left of Straight Podcasts. I'm your special foodie correspondent, Chef Lynn Wheeler. So today I'm going to do something a little different and walk you through a couple of recipes. There are two kind of quick, easy recipes. The first is for kimchi, and the second one, because I had some daikon left over after I made my kimchi, is for what's called chicken moo or pickled daikon. Both of these are Korean dishes, and they go really great with fried chicken. You oftentimes get them with Korean fried chicken if you go to a Korean fried chicken place. They're delicious snacks. Kimchi is really good for you. It's fermented, so it has a lot of good bacteria that helps with your gut health. It's also, studies show that it could potentially help with heart health, weight loss, inflammation. So a lot of good benefits from kimchi. I don't know if you've ever had it, but if you have and you love it, this easy recipe is something that you're really going to enjoy. And then the chicken moo, like I said, pickled daikon, really simple and easy, goes really quickly. You're ready to eat it the day after you put it in the brine solution. And, you know, it's great as just a snack, would make a great addition to a salad. Again, pair it with some fried chicken or just about anything. So, welcome into my kitchen today, and let's get started.
Today, I have a special treat for you. I'm going to show you how to make the delicious Korean side dish or banchan kimchi. I hope you're ready to spice up your life. Before we begin making our kimchi, let's see what goes into it.
So we're going to need 3.5 to 4 pounds of Napa cabbage, 8 ounces of daikon, 1 bunch or 5 to 6 scallions, 1/3 cup kosher salt, 1 tablespoon grated fresh ginger, 2 to 3 tablespoons grated fresh garlic, 1 tablespoon granulated sugar, 1 to 5 tablespoons of gochugaru or other chili flakes, and 1/4 cup of fish sauce or water.
All right, now let's get these veggies ready for their transformation into our spicy superstars.
First, we need to peel the daikon and set that aside. Next, cut the Napa cabbage in half and then quarters and remove the core from the center. Then, cut the cabbage into strips about 1.5 to 2 inches and place those all in a large bowl. Then sprinkle over all the kosher salt.
We're just going to massage this cabbage with all the salt, start helping break it down and release some of the liquids.
This is going to kill any bad bacteria and start helping us form the good bacteria that will ferment our kimchi.
So after this is good and mixed, we'll cover it with water and let it sit for about an hour. And then we will finish up mixing it with our other vegetables and our sauce. All right, so you want enough water to really fully cover the cabbage and submerge it. You want to use either filtered water or distilled water. I'm just using some filtered water from my fridge. And then we're going to take a plate on top of this and weight it down so the cabbage stays submerged underneath of that water. And like I said, we'll leave that sit for about an hour and we'll come back to it and rinse it and make up our sauce and stuff when it's ready.
So next, we're going to cut our daikon in half, set one half aside, and then cut the other half into planks, stack those up, and cut the planks into sticks. Then we'll cut our scallions into about 1-inch pieces, put everything on a plate, and set that aside.
Okay, so our cabbage soaked for about an hour, and then I drained off that soaking water and rinsed it in cold water 3 times. It's in a colander in my sink, just draining, and now let's move on to the secret sauce. So first we're going to combine our grated garlic, grated ginger, and sugar with our fish sauce. You can smell that ginger and that garlic. It smells so good already, and we haven't even finished yet. And now we're going to add the heart and soul of the kimchi, the chili pepper flakes. Be forewarned, this is going to get spicy and maybe a little feisty. I'm using gochugaru, which is a Korean chili flake, but you can use regular red chili flakes, whatever you like, whatever you have. You can definitely get gochugaru online. So mix that up into a nice, lovely paste. Smells amazing. All right, now we're gonna squeeze our cabbage to get a lot of that extra moisture off, and then we're gonna mix everything in with our sauce here. Okay, so I just pressed this down really nice to get all the extra moisture off there, like I said, as much of it as I could. We're going right in there with that, with our cabbage, and then, of course, our daikon and our scallions. And we're going to mix this by hand, which is why I have the gloves. You can go without gloves if you want to, but I'm telling you, you're going to get stung and probably a little stained. You want to do this just like when you put the salt on. You want to kind of massage it gently, just so you get that paste mixed really well with all of these vegetables. And you might not think that's enough of what we made the dressing, but it's going to be plenty, trust me. The cabbage is going to release more liquid as this ferments, and so you're going to have plenty of juice in there, plenty of liquid to make a delicious kimchi. Let me tell you what, guys, this smells so good already. I can't wait to taste this, but unfortunately, it's going to take about 5 to 7 days before it's ready. I know, I should have told you that at the beginning. But no, listen, as this sits and ferments, it just gets better and better. You could definitely do this for 3-4 days. I personally like to go for at least 7 days just to get a nice tang and the fermented flavor of it. So I also, if you wanted to add more chili flake to make this spicier, I only did a tablespoon just because my husband doesn't like things as spicy as I do, but if you want it spicy, you could add up to, 4 or 5 tablespoons of chili flake to this. Don't forget, you're going to get some heat from that ginger and that garlic as well, because it's, finely grated fresh ginger and garlic. So think about that as you make this as well. So now that that is nicely mixed up, we are going to pack this into some jars. I've got a canning funnel. You don't have to do that, but it just helps to keep it from getting too messy. So I'm gonna just fill, I don't know if it's gonna take all three of these jars or not, but I'm gonna fill these jars and make sure it gets packed in there good and tight. So I'm gonna take this little spatula and press it down. As I push this down, that liquid's really coming out. So that's why you want to pack this in there good and tight. So you can see I have my jars filled, and as I push this down, the liquid really comes up over the top, which is great. And then I'm going to fill them with a little bit more of that liquid just to make sure it's all submerged. Okay, so what I like to do is put a loose piece of plastic wrap over this and then my ring from my lid. If you don't have a two-piece lid, you could use plastic wrap and a rubber band. You can just put the whole lid on here. I like to give it a little bit of breathing room because this is going to release some gas like we all do every once in a while. And it's going to bubble a little bit. That's why I put it on this plate, as you can see. So in case any of that liquid comes out, this plate's going to catch it and it's not going to just be all over my countertop because I can't be there every second of the day to clean it up, obviously. You do want to leave about an inch of headroom in your jar. Another quick tip, if you are vegan and you don't want to use the fish sauce, you can use water instead. It's going to be just as delicious. The fermented fish sauce, it just adds a little extra depth of flavor, but you're not going to miss anything if you are vegan and you want to make this without the fish sauce. All right. So right now, guys, this is where we're at. I'll come back in a few days and taste this for you, and we will see how it is.
Okay, so each day of the fermentation process, you need to open this up and press it down with a clean spatula or spoon. If you're watching the video, you can see what I'm doing. You just want to make sure it's fully submerged and you're releasing some of those air bubbles. And your plate probably caught a little bit of liquid as well.
All right, foodie friends. So our spicy adventure has come to an end and our kimchi is ready. So like I said, it was on the counter for about 5 days fermenting. And then I popped it in the fridge. I left it in there for about 2 weeks. You can eat it right away, but the longer it sits, the better it gets. And here she is. Isn't she beautiful? So you can see that it has reabsorbed all that liquid, which is going to give it so much great flavor. It's so pungent. I love it. And it's crunchy. It's tangy. A little bit spicy, but not too spicy. Kept it mild. You can add, like I said in the video before, you can add as much chili flake as you like to this, up to like 5 tablespoons or more.
I just like to keep it a little bit more mild. This is so good just as a side with some rice and, you know, meat or whatever. Great to drop in some soup. Makes an amazing fried rice, or throw it in some scrambled eggs in the morning. You're going to love this, guys. It's so good. I hope you try it. All right. So like I said, I had the other half of that daikon left over from the kimchi recipe. And so here is how you're going to use that to make the chicken moo or pickled daikon.
If you've ever had Korean fried chicken, you've probably had chicken moo or pickled daikon. It's delicious and super easy to make. Let me show you how. Cut about 8 ounces of peeled daikon into half-inch cubes, then set that aside. Mix together 1/3 cup of water, 2 tablespoons of white vinegar, 1.5 teaspoons of kosher salt, and 3 tablespoons of sugar. Whisk that vigorously until the sugar and salt have dissolved. Add the daikon pieces and stir to coat with the liquid. Place it in the refrigerator overnight to absorb all the flavors, and it's ready to eat.
All right, guys, thanks so much again for joining me, as always, on Rainbow Gastronomy on the Left of Straight Podcast Network. Listen, guys, if you want the written recipe for the kimchi, is on my website, cheflynwheeler.com. Just go to the recipes tab and it's right there, or you can go to sides under that tab and that's where it's located as well. The chicken moo recipe I didn't post on the website, so just follow along on the video for that one. As always, you can find me across all social media at cheflynwheeler. Again, cheflynwheeler.com is my website. And please, if you get a chance, check out my YouTube channel, Getting Saucy with Chef Lynn. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.
Thanks, Chef Lynn, for another great podcast. Be sure to like this on your favorite video or audio distributor with a thumbs up or 5-star rating, and be sure to look for Rainbow Gastronomy Podcasts twice a month here on the Left of Straight Podcast Network. We'll see you next time.